The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
edu/dc.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Live from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group studios, it's the Don Kroah Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hello there, folks. Welcome to another hour of the Don Kroah Show. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get to talk about things going on. And we focus in on religious freedom issues, not only around the world, but these days we're concerned about them here at home as well. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll talk with Matt Staver about some goings-on in that regard here in our own country under COVID-19. But as part of our regular visits every week with our friends at 21 Wilberforce, we talk about religious and human rights issues all around the world and the important work of USCIRF, the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. Now, it's a remarkable organization, independent, bipartisan, U.S. federal government commission tracking and reviewing facts and circumstances of violations of religious freedom and human rights violations all over the world. And then out of that, as I understand it, how it's worked throughout its duration is they make policy recommendations to the president, secretary of state, and Congress. And each year the commission releases an annual report, and that's what we want to focus on today. We're joined by USCIRF's vice chair, Gail Manchin. Gail, of course, also an educator, and has previously served as West Virginia's First Lady, among many other accomplishments and service to our country. And, Gail, it's an honor to always have you here with us. Welcome.
Don, it's wonderful to be there, and I think you do the description of USCIRF and who we are better than we do.
Well, it's well provided on your website, so I must admit that's the source. But we really do need to focus in on these issues, and I'm so glad that USCIRF has been really upgraded the way it ought to be with our government. And would you tell us about this annual report, what it is and why it's so important?
Well, every year, one of the mandates that we have as a commission is to do an annual report, which we then present to the State Department on May 1st, or no later than May 1st. And this year, of course, several things were different, but we changed the format of the annual report this year. But what we do, we list the countries that we think are of high priority, countries of political concern because of their mistreatment, their disrespect for human rights and religious freedom. And to be a country of particular concern, not political concern, but country of particular concern, means that your activities are egregious, ongoing, and systematic. If it fills in those three components, then that's what puts them on our CPC list. We list those, and then we send that recommendation to the State Department that they should consider those countries as well. Then we used to have a Tier 2 list which meant that if you were doing one of those three, if you were egregious, ongoing, or systematic, you would be on the Tier 2 list. But this year, we went to a special watch list, which was more in keeping with the State Department and how they look at it, but it has a higher standard. So the country has to be in violation of two of the three to be put on a special watch list. And so that is the report that comes out every year that's presented, and then we also make recommendations to the State Department about what we feel needs to be done within that country to get them to change their, and also for the country, certainly to look at, to read, to take to heart what they are doing that is so egregious or ongoing or systematic that can help them change. Because, of course, our hope and focus is that by working with us and other NGOs around the world and around our country, that they can be taken off the list, that they will realize the value.
Did we lose her? I think we lost the connection.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay, you're back. Go ahead.
John?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, but that they begin to realize the value of human rights and that first and most important right of religious freedom.
So this is working. In other words, there are nations that have begun to alter their behavior in this regard. I assume so, because the list apparently changes with each annual review or report. So that's some good news, isn't it?
That is. And we have some positive news this year in countries that that really have improved. Now, and you might say, well, then why don't you just take them off the list? Well, we don't take them off the list because there are still violations being done.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do, we certainly congratulate them for changes that they make, for protecting people's rights, for recognizing all religious faiths within their country, but also then to say, but you still, you know, you need to do more. If we take them off the list, then I believe they would say, well, we're fine. We don't need to change anything else. So it's an ongoing process. Mm-hmm. But we are very optimistic that our work with countries and with embassies, with religious leaders in these countries, are making a difference for the people that live there.
Well, this is such important work, and I know our audience is very attuned to this sort of thing. It's quite a list. I'm sure that they can find out more about this particular report at your website, usurf.gov. Is that right?
Absolutely. They can get the full report. And I think, you know, in a nutshell, Don, what I would like to say, there's a couple of things that you look at globally that are the some of the bigger problems. The blasphemy laws in many of these countries really encourage people to be arrested for reasons of none other than just their faith, of just practicing their faith and their religious beliefs. So these blasphemy laws are certainly one of the issues that we try to advocate in countries for them to decriminalize these blasphemy laws. Putting people in prison for their faith is something that we've certainly advocate against, and that's our prisoners of conscience, that we try to give a voice and a name to people that are being held in prison only because of their faith, not because of any criminal activity.
We're going to have to go on that note, Gail, but excellent conversation, and I want folks to follow up at your website. Thank you so much, my friend, for talking with us.
Don, thank you so much for thinking of us, and hope to talk to you again soon.
I'm sure we will. Gail Manchin, Commissioner and vice chair of the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. A long title, but the acronym is very easy to remember. USCIRF, USCIRF.gov. You can get the full report that she and I have just briefly touched on, and it's well worth your looking at. USCIRF.gov.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, Broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858.
Let's welcome Jeremy Camp.
Hope Comes Home with I Still Believe. You can watch it now at familywatchnight.com. From the creators of I Can Only Imagine comes the uplifting true life story of Christian music megastar Jeremy Camp.
I'm supposed to be with her. I can't explain it. I just know that.
Jeremy's hope and faith are put to the test when tragedy strikes.
You're going to be healed.
What if I'm not supposed to be healed?
Say that.
I Still Believe is an incredible story of musical stardom, the heights of love, the depths of loss, and the healing power of the human spirit. One love can change your life.
You chose willingly to walk into the fire with her. That's what love is.
Witness the true story of Christian music star Jeremy Camp and his journey of love and loss that looks to prove there is always hope. Starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Gary Sinise, and Shania Twain. Own I Still Believe on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital now from Lionsgate. At familywatchnight.com. That's familywatchnight.com.
Hello, Chuck with A-Action. This summer, your AC will use more electricity than any other appliance. So get a $69 efficiency tune-up and prevent unexpected breakdowns. You'll get performance specifications of your electrical components. We'll also check your refrigerant levels, pressures, temperatures, and much, much more, both of your indoor and outdoor unit, while practicing proper social distancing. 703-922-1900.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Don Crow Show on WAVA. We've been asking the question, what's happened to humor and freedom of speech? Has it disappeared, been smothered out of existence? Well, from the creators of No Safe Spaces comes the Facebook Live event coming up Wednesday, May 13th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Not Allowed to Laugh, Free Speech and the Death of Comedy. It's going to be hosted by our good friend and colleague, Eric Metaxas. It'll have the stars of the documentary Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager there, along with others. It's a live and a lively hour-long conversation about the state of comedy and free speech today. By the way, you can interact with them. You can actually ask questions of the gentleman by using the Facebook hashtag No Safe Spaces. And also, I want to remind you, you can get your DVD or stream of No Safe Spaces now and save 25% while supplies last. Just go to the website, nosafespaces.com. Use the promo code SAVE25. That's nosafespaces.com. Promo code SAVE25. Well, the details out of a story coming out of Kansas City, Missouri, really ought to deeply concern every freedom-loving American, regardless of your own religious beliefs or political persuasions. And joining us to talk about it, how significant this event, this development is, well, the headline is Kansas City Repeals Name-Gathering Order, but the story behind it's what ought to concern us. And joining us to explain is Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. Matt, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Take us to Kansas City and what originally happened there and what the status of that situation is now.
Yes, the Kansas City mayor issued what he called the fourth amended executive order. And in that order, it indicated that anyone going to now these new non-essential places that will be starting to open, and that would have been beginning on May the 6th, which included churches, that you would have to register your name and your contact information at the door. And if you refused to do that, provide that information, you should be refused entrance. So if you're going to a church and they were just really ready to start opening churches with a few crumbs, 10 people, and then later on, of course, they were promising more down the line, who knows when that would happen. But anybody who comes to your church service, you had to greet them at the front door and say, I need your name, please. And, you know, perhaps if they're not a member, they might just think that you were asking politely. And then the next thing, you would ask for their contact information, their address, email, cell phone, contact information. And the natural response would be, why do you need that? And they would have to say that you must give that to us, otherwise you can't enter, because that is being required by the Kansas City mayor. And we have to keep your name and contact information on record for at least 30 days. And whenever they want to obtain that information, we have to provide all that information, which includes all your name, contact information, everything. Well, why would you want that? Well, that's in case someone came down with perhaps COVID or got near someone who had COVID. Then they would contact you and they would trace you and then they would require testing and isolation. In fact, they said the reason why they wanted to do this, and I'm quoting, is to, quote, quickly trace, test, and isolate individuals. The next thing you would do is say, I'm sorry, I can't do that. You would leave. That's what they were requiring of people who would attend church, to take their name, contact information, and then provide that to the government at their demand so they could be quickly traced, tested, and even isolated.
That is scary, scary stuff. What has happened since? I understand there was an understandable outcry, pushback on the part of, some pastors and even your own organization. What happened?
Yeah, we're the ones who actually released this information for the first time to the public, and it happened on May the 1st, on a Friday. We sent out information. By the next week, they had repealed it, and they had put out a fifth amended order. Now, they did that on May the 4th, which was Monday, and there was so much outcry, it went viral over the weekend and through Monday, that they had to back off. And what they did was they now made it voluntary, not mandatory. But they did it with no fanfare. No one would have known it. The effective date was going to be May the 6th on a Wednesday. So on Monday, what they did was they issued another order without telling anybody during the normal press conferences that the mayor does on a regular daily basis, not a single word about it. So we ended up coming out with another release once we learned about it. We learned about it right after it happened, but not to the benefit of the mayor getting that information out, They want to get all this information out, but not this one. They really wanted to hide it and bury it so that people would just continue to go on as though all this thing was continued to be mandatory. We not only brought it out, but we also threatened to file a lawsuit. So they repealed it with the Fifth Amendment order. It's still in there. However, it is now voluntary, but highly recommended, but it's voluntary, no longer mandatory.
On that note of it being now voluntary, you know, most Americans, certainly most church-going people, want to be law-abiding. They don't want to be pushback people. But on the other hand, we have, I think, real reason to be concerned about some of the power-grabbing that's been going on, and it seems to follow, interestingly, pretty much along party lines, sadly.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a piece right now from the Stream. 172 pastors petitioned Virginia governor to allow weekly church services. This is dated May the 8th. So Governor Northam and some others have been really, it seems to me, heavy-handed in being quite willing to grab power, especially over church groups, although they would claim it's not directed just at them. How concerned should we be about these things, and what's happening here in Virginia right now that you know of?
Yeah, very much concerned. Well, we filed a federal lawsuit against Governor Ralph Northam on behalf of Lighthouse Fellowship Church. This is a church in Virginia that does not have internet, and many of its members do not have internet because some of the people that they minister to have come out of drug addiction or prostitution, and their church, that church is their only family that they rely upon. So on Palm Sunday, they were approached by some police officers. They had 16 people in a 293-seat sanctuary, so they were very far spaced out. And at the end of the service, Pastor Ken Wilson was given a criminal summons by the police, which is punishable by up to a year in prison and $2,500 fine, because they had six people over the governor's magic number of 10. Now, you can jam liquor stores and Walmart, Home Depot, Kmart, and even abortion clinics with no problem. But he limited churches to 10. And with six people over in a 293-seat sanctuary, now the pastor faces criminal charges. So we filed a federal lawsuit. About a week later, the U.S. Department of Justice filed on a Sunday afternoon, which really goes to show you how important they consider this case to be. They filed their brief, a statement of interest, arguing in our favor, saying that we should get an injunction against this unconstitutional order. So we're continuing to litigate that in Virginia. We should have some additional rulings this week, and then eventually, perhaps by the end of the week, we'll be at the Court of Appeals. That's what happened in Kentucky. Another, again, you say partisan, and it's very clear that's what we're seeing. The Democratic governor there, like Northam, this was Andy Beshears, had some similar restriction, and on Easter sent police officers to a parking lot service to give these people notices of quarantine while they were in their vehicles. And then the governor sent out a letter demanding quarantine to take their temperature every day at a certain time, report it to the health department, and they couldn't travel out of the county without permission. These are people that went to a parking lot service and stayed in their car on Easter. So we filed a federal lawsuit a week ago Saturday. The federal court ruled in our favor for the parking lot service. This past Saturday, just a few days ago, they ruled in our favor for the in-person service, saying that this was unequal treatment. Because if you look at all the commercial places where you can gather for non-religious reasons, but now they single out religious gatherings for this discriminatory treatment, it violates the First Amendment. So this was a great ruling over the weekend, but we're still battling at it in Virginia, and the governor there is digging his heels in, as expected. But just like we did in Kentucky, you know, the governor there said, take it on. We'll go to the Court of Appeals. We'll win. Well, he's lost twice now in 2 weeks, and we expect the same thing ultimately will happen out of the Virginia governor's unconstitutional orders.
Well, it underscores certainly the importance of the work you do with Liberty Counsel. I hope you hear that, folks. These are pro bono efforts on their part, and they need your support, prayer support, of course, but also financial support. And in this last moment or so, a lot of us here in Virginia really are wrestling with this because the governor has been so adamant and heavy-handed. I think he's now coming up to a point where he's going to give permission for no more than, half the capacity of a church to meet. And yet, as you say, it's so inconsistent because you can go to Walmart, you can go to any number of these other places, and, you know, you're free to, as many people as one can go in.
Yeah, you can jam the parking lots. It doesn't matter. You can jam inside. There's no social distancing. And that's why this Federal Court of Appeals that we got rulings on for the past two Saturdays said, you know, you trust these people to go to work. They don't have the same restrictions they can gather, but you don't trust the same people who also go to church, and you have issued discriminatory orders. And that's exactly what the governor in Virginia has done. And to have the audacity, frankly, to send out police officers on Palm Sunday to terrorize and intimidate 16 people in a 293-seat sanctuary, a church that doesn't have internet, and many of the people don't have internet, I mean, that's just absolutely unbelievable. And the same governor turns around, and of course, liquor stores are essential, and even this, abortion centers are essential. Yep. And that's one of the things we're seeing. The governors who don't respect life, get this, and it's so true, the governors who don't respect life, they're not going to respect your liberty. And that's a theme that we're seeing across the country.
And, maybe Governor Northam, one of them is saying, look, you can go back to your church at such and such a point. You can have 50 people, or you can have 50% of your sanctuary capacity, but you're not allowed to have your choir sing. I mean, that is reaching into the life of the church.
Yeah, we've seen that in other places too. You're not allowed to have the choir sing. And if you do have the choir, if you do have any music at all, it needs to be canned music and certainly no wind instruments. So, you know, this is unreal. We have a case in Illinois where we just filed suit last week, and we should get a ruling this week. We worked over the weekend, late in the evening, throughout the entire weekend. This is a Romanian church, Romanian churches, actually. These are pastors who, mind you, were arrested in Romania during the communist regime, and they came to this country loving freedom and loving America, their adopted country. Never in their wildest imagination would they be suspecting that they would face arrest for having church service in their church. And here we are.
Let's stay on this, Matt. We're available to you anytime, and we'll be back in touch soon.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Matt Staver, Liberty Council, lc.org, libertycouncil.com. They need your prayers and support.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Hey, what's going on, family? It's your nephew, Willie Moore Jr., and I want you to listen because it's time now for the Ministry Minute with Dr. Derek Greer. Flat out!
I was reminded recently of a time when I walked into the office and just felt like the whole world was on my shoulders. I was facing personnel problems, parking problems, budget problems, seating problems, traveling problems, zoning problems, scheduling conflict, deadlines, family members. The list goes on and on. On top of that, the roof was leaking. I stared out of my window for a moment just to collect myself. Then I thought to myself, at least I have a roof. At least I have a family. At least I can travel. At least I have a schedule. At least I have a church building. At least I have a budget. And when I thought about it, I said to myself, at least I have a job. Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into one body, and be thankful. It's funny, the moment I became thankful, peace followed.
This is Dr. Derek Greer. For more, go to gracechurchva.org. And as always, live big.
This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. You want to be safe on the Capitol Beltway. Outer loop trying to recover from an incident. Blocking your left lane as you're coming through the College Park area. Just after US 1 at Baltimore Avenue, as you're approaching I-95, you will be tapping on the brakes as you try to pass that incident. Also in Virginia, 95 southbound is logo for you with stop and go pace congestion as you're making your way over the Occoquan River from Lorton and into Woodbridge. Nobody should have to pay for one size fits all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need. I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
Breezy this evening, otherwise mainly clear and chilly tonight. We'll see a low of 43, partly sunny skies tomorrow. It'll be cool. Tomorrow's high 62. Plenty of sunshine Wednesday. We'll see a high Wednesday of 67. Mostly cloudy Thursday with a high of 74. Intervals of clouds and sunshine expected Friday. We'll see a high Friday of 84. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
Well, there may be some things right now that you feel you can't do much about. You feel like a lot of the momentary parts of our lives at least are out of control or out of our control. And we talked about that, of course, a moment ago with what's happening with the COVID-19 and all the crackdowns and so on. But there is something you can do that has profound effect, folks, and you can do it unilaterally, if you will. That's take care of leprosy for a child. In our American Leprosy Missions campaign, you're doing that. We have about 324 or so children still needing rescue from leprosy. Our goal is 1,000 kids to be freed of this horrible disease, and your gifts to American Leprosy Missions in our campaign are making that happen. And you're doing it for $30 a child. So whatever you can do, we thank you for it. Whatever you've done already, we say a huge thank you. And I have no doubt we're going to get this done together. Thank you so much. God bless you.
The following program is sponsored by American Leprosy Missions.
What if the only way you had to feed your family was stolen from you by a cruel disease?
For the farmer whose hands are now useless, leprosy is a cruel thief.
Leprosy's power to cripple, disfigure, and shame is as strong as it's ever been.
But American Leprosy Missions is working to change this, and you can help.
You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in 3 people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. That's 800-979-1980. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
And of course, we're all set up for you at WAVA.com. Either of those websites will work just fine. But we thank you for doing something right now. If it's one child or two or three or 10, we really need your help. We don't mind pleading on behalf of these children. Scott Wilder here with me. And Scott, you in an earlier segment, you alluded to a story about a man that we need to hear about, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We were in Ghana, and we had gone there to see a man who had leprosy. So we met with him. And the story was he was living in another city, a town, village. They're not cities like our cities, living in a village. And he thought he had something wrong with him. And his brother thought he had leprosy. Well, this man went to all the tribal doctors. And, of course, nothing worked. I mean, they tried all those things that they do, you know, potions and all this kind of stuff. And nothing worked. Well, finally, this man went and got his brother and brought him back to his village, and they took him to the hospital. It turns out he did have leprosy, and so got him the medication. He was there, and so he was no longer contagious, but he had just begun the medication a couple of months before. And so we were there to hear his story. We went to meet him, and in that culture, as you know, Don, you know, you don't just show up and say, okay, we're here, tell us a story, and then you leave. Everything is protocol. There's all kinds of introductions and different things you have to do. So we took a lot of food. We wanted to feed him, and then we'll hear his story later, but first establish sort of relationship. So we had this food, and we gave him the food, and we had food to eat there with him. He took the food from us. He went off into a field, and he turned his back to us and sat by himself all alone and ate. He was so used to not being with people that he went off by himself. He wasn't being rude. He just knew people don't want to be near me. They don't want to be with me. And so when he was away, we talked to his brother and we said, you know, he's no longer contagious. I mean, he doesn't have to be away from you at all. And this man's face just lit up. When his brother came back, he told him the news. They hugged. It was just, it was unbelievable. So American Leprosy Missions does work with adults and children. We talk about children all the time because we think that's the best way to catch something quite early. And we know that, 52 children are diagnosed every day with leprosy. And so we know that if we can simply do, you know, 52 this hour, we would be able to keep up with the number that would be diagnosed today. And so American Leprosy Missions, you know, works with people, delivering the gospel of Jesus Christ, doing all of this in Jesus' name, delivering the cure and the care for those suffering from leprosy. And this man, you know, he was so used to the shame that comes with leprosy that he could not imagine that being with people would be something that the other people would want. And so there is a physical ailment. There is also the social stigma that comes with leprosy. And so today, you're bringing families back together. I mean, this is friends back together. You talk about social distancing. You know, as you said a minute ago, you know, this is our right now, but this is their always. We're going to see a light at the end of the tunnel here. This is going to be, I'm not saying it's insignificant. It is significant. What's happening is significant. But we know, even though we don't know exactly when or how, every person believes we're going to get past this. That's not the case for somebody suffering from leprosy. And the world is not going to do this. This is ours to do. Christ did exactly this. We get to be Jesus with skin on today. We get to say not just what would Jesus do, the WWJD, but what did Jesus do? When the man came and said, Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me. Are you willing? Christ said, I am willing. And today we can say the same thing. It's easy to do. $300 cures 10, $600 cures 20, 60 cures a brother and sister. Call right now, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, or click on the banner at wava.com.
I love golf. And I also stink at golf. I've tried it all. The lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Hey, it's Ryan. And luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve WAVA listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash out refinance. We or United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fee, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance. Total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
Hi, Don Crow here. Folks, as hard as it may be to believe, the disease of leprosy still exists. And while most of us think of leprosy as only something occurring in biblical times, the fact is that approximately 52 children every single day are diagnosed with this devastating disease. And beyond the physical impact of leprosy, there's also the severe social stigma. A woman forced to give up her job in the marketplace and now no longer able to support her family. A man whose hands and feet are damaged by the disease, no longer able to work in the fields to feed his family. However, you and I can help change those realities with a generous one-time gift to American Leprosy Missions of just $90, which will provide the cure for leprosy for three people, literally giving them their very lives back again. Would you do that? Would you call 800-979-1980 with a generous gift right now? 800-979-1980, or you can give online at WAVA.com. Just use the keyword heal.
Let's welcome Jeremy Camp.
Hope Comes Home with I Still Believe. You can watch it now at familywatchnight.com. From the creators of I Can Only Imagine comes the uplifting true life story of Christian music megastar Jeremy Camp.
I'm supposed to be with her. I can't explain it. I just know that.
Jeremy's hope and faith are put to the test when tragedy strikes.
You're going to be healed.
What if I'm not supposed to be healed?
Say that.
I Still Believe is an incredible story of musical stardom, the heights of love, the depths of loss, and the healing power of the human spirit. One love can change your life.
You chose willingly to walk into the fire with her. That's what love is.
Witness the true story of Christian music star Jeremy Camp and his journey of love and loss that looks to prove there is always hope. Starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Gary Sinise, and Shania Twain. Own I Still Believe on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital now from Lionsgate. At familywatchnight.com. That's familywatchnight.com.
It affects your nerves, and when it destroys your nerves, you lose sensation in your fingers or in your feet or in your eyes, and it makes it so that you can't use your hands to work. You can't blink your eyes, and so people will go blind from it. It is a disease that disables people for life.
We're talking about a disease that probably many folks think doesn't even exist anymore. Read about it in the Bible, and we know Jesus healed people from that disease, but it's still very much, sadly, very much alive in some 16 nations today, if I'm right, Scott Wilder.
Yeah, it's actually more than 16 nations. American Leprosy Missions works in 16 of those nations to make sure that the care and the cure are delivered to people and the message of Jesus Christ. There are some places where you simply cannot go safely with the message of Jesus Christ openly. And so there are some of those places that are a little bit either done in a secretive way or just something we perhaps can't even talk about. But American Leprosy Missions is working around the globe, around the clock, to deliver the cure for leprosy. And today you have a chance to do that at 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. Click on the banner also at WAVA.com. We're waiting on your phone call today. We have, I know that, you know, in this world of COVID-19 and we talk about social distancing and we talk about, people, I just heard a thing the other day on NPR and they were talking about how important it is, the sense of touch, how important it is for people to be able to touch and feel the touch of other people. And it's so funny. How long have I been saying that exact same thing? Because I come back from a place, the land of no hugs, where you go to a place that, where leprosy is the concern. It's a land of no hugs. But now that it impacts us, we kind of go, hey, you know, really, personal contact is really, really important. And we know that it is. But this is our right now. This is there always. And today, you can provide that cure for leprosy really easy by picking up the phone and calling that number, 800-979-1980, or click on the banner at WAVA.com. Our goal this half hour is to do this for 75 kids, 75 children, because 52 children every day worldwide are diagnosed with leprosy. So we have 75, that's a total of $2,250. You know how you get to 75 kids cured of leprosy? You do it for 5 or 10 or 20 or 2 or 1. Do a monthly gift or a one-time gift. Don't miss the blessing. As I said before, this is ours to do. The world is not going to do this. Not going to be a big thing on Fox or wherever, or some combination of all the streaming services at once. It's not going to happen, not for leprosy. So if we don't do it, it's not going to be done. I mean, think of that for a second. If we don't do this, it will not be done. We are the only ones that are going to do this. So $90 today cures 3 of leprosy, $300 cures 10, $600 cures 20, $750 cures 25 of leprosy. Maybe just count up your kids and say, that's how many I'm going to cure. Count up your blessings and say, that's what I'm going to do. You know, springtime and Easter and Mother's Day and all these things that we celebrate where we have gatherings, usually gatherings of kids. Maybe you're gathering them on virtually, but you can still go, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There you go, 9. How many could I do for 9? 9. I could cure 9 by providing $270 or 10, round it up, at $300. So today really is the day to do it. Now's the time to do it. Don't put it off. Don't miss the blessing. I just know that if we delay, we'll get distracted. And then we'll just be derailed and we won't even be able to participate in it. And we're not going to experience the blessing. And so do this today. It's so good to do good. And we have an opportunity to do this thing that is so near and dear, I believe, to the Lord's heart, to restore people to dignity. You know, we've said before that leprosy strips the victims of everything that makes us human. It takes away the way we look. It takes away our ability to have sensation in the feeling through our hands and our feet. It takes away our eyesight, ultimately, it can. And it takes away our ability to be connected to people, to receive hugs, to give hugs. It strips the victims of everything that makes us human. So when you are providing that cure, you are reversing the curse. You're turning it all around, and all of a sudden, they have a land of hugs again. They don't lose their eyesight. They don't lose their fingers and toes. They don't lose the sensation in their hands. So, yes, it's about delivering the cure. It's also about restoring people to dignity. And then, of course, most importantly, delivering the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the most important thing ever, to deliver a cure for the temporal and a cure for the eternal. What a bargain to do that for $30 a person, $600 for 2 for 20, $750 for 25. Call right now in the waning moments of this half hour, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, or click on the banner at WAVA.com.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. Whether you're just getting started in the world of digital marketing or already have a plan that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. And face it, in 2020, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market saturation for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surrounddc.com. surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
As I reflect on the current pandemic that's making its way throughout our country, I am reminded of Psalms 112, verse 6 and 7, which says, "Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord." The psalmist tells us to trust in the Lord because those who put their trust in God develops a heart that is steadfast. So when unexpected events and dreadful news like this coronavirus visits your neighborhood, the psalmist says, don't be shaken or gripped with fear, but rather be encouraged, be a witness and a light in the world. And above all else, use this opportunity to draw close to God. This is Pastor Tim Dates. It's your faith. Walk it out.
More than 1,000 chapters and 30,000 verses, but you can do it. Read the entire Bible with Bible in a Year. Totally interactive, totally free at BibleStudyTools.com.
Free inspiration and encouragement every morning, noon, and night. Sent directly to your inbox. Sign up for free devotionals at Crosswalk.com. Crosswalk.com.
It's a high-stakes, dangerous chase. Next time on Adventures in Odyssey. Eugene and Jason discover cryptic messages from an old friend who may be in grave danger. Trusting no one, our dynamic duo must trail clues to the Middle East and to the biggest cover-up in human history. All that and more on the next Adventure in Odyssey.
Monday at 8 p.m. on WAVA.
Everybody needs somebody in your life who cares enough to pick up a burden that's too heavy for you to handle.
But Dr. Tony Evans says in order to get help, we need to give help.
He can use you for somebody now, because somebody's going to need to be used for you later when your world collapses.
Practical wisdom for today from the life of the biblical prophet Elijah. This week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 10:30 p.m. on WAVA.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1 and hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
It is a powerful story when somebody who went with a disease like leprosy into a facility comes back home restored. That's a big transformation in the minds of many, because then they can see, so it is true, this disease can be cured.
Aren't those beautiful words? This disease can be cured. 800-979-1980, online, WAVA.com. Scott, that's a beautiful thing to hear.
Well, it really is. I remember being out, I was traveling with one of the great photographers, and we took along an old Polaroid. And so we had the Polaroid shots with little white edges, and we gave them a pen and asked them to write whatever they would like to write in their own language. And we happened to be in, Côte d'Ivoire, I guess, because it was a former French colony. And so one gentleman, we took a picture of him with his permission and showed him the picture and then gave him a pen and said, you can write anything you want. And he wrote, let's see if I can say, remember how he said it. He wrote, adieu pour toujours. Which is goodbye forever, leprosy.
Wow.
He said, la lepra. Goodbye forever. Adieu. Pour toujours. Goodbye forever to leprosy, because he had been cured. And today, you know, you have a chance to open the eyes of people and to, their whole world changes. You are giving them a future that they will not have if you don't call today. This is ours to do. So we might have others say goodbye forever. Dear leprosy, goodbye forever. That's what he said.
Mm.
Dear leprosy, goodbye forever. And that's what you can do today. So we're so happy to be with you, Don, and to be with our great friends here at a time when we could be thinking only of ourselves. During COVID-19, we know that we're just now getting a taste of what people who suffer with a much worse disease This is our right now. This is their always. We have an end at some point, even if we can't say exactly how or when. We believe it will turn around for us. But it can only turn around for people suffering from leprosy. In my view, if the people of God will stand up and deliver the saving knowledge of Jesus, the gospel of Jesus Christ, along with the cure for leprosy today. $90 does it for three, $300 does it for 10, $600 does it for 20, do the math. But do it right now. Call right now, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, or click on the banner at WAVA.com.
Let's do it, folks. Let's cure as many people as we can in the next few hours. And just make that call, whether it's $30 for one, $90 for three, $150 for five, anything you can do, we need your help now. God bless you. Thank you so much.
The new Pray With Me prayer app is connecting thousands of Christians around the world in experiencing the power of prayer. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
Listen to the Bible Study Hour with James Boyce, Sunday mornings at 8 on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA-FM and HD1 Arlington.